Hello and welcome to episode 292 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue the 300th episode celebration by linking together the fictional wizard Grindelwald to the Battle of Tinchebrae. Don't tell my sister that Harry Potter is fictional. Back in episode 78 of the Daily Brainwave, we took a look at the character Grindelwald from the Harry Potter books. In particular, we talked about some striking similarities between Grindelwald and the Nazi war criminals in the post-World War II trials. Some go so far as to speculate that Grindelwald was helping Hitler during the war, at least according to Harry Potter lore. Michael Byrne played the character Grindelwald in the Harry Potter films, somewhat coincidentally, because he has played a lot of Nazis in his time, perhaps most famously as the lead Nazi in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the one with the big tank at the end. He also played a British naval officer in the James Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies, one of the more underappreciated of the 007 series, maybe because it happened to premiere on the same day as a little film known as Titanic. The film, Titanic, featured a shipwreck salvage team trying to find the Titanic's remains. Another famous salvage site is the Scapa Flow, off the coast of Scotland, where a German fleet of over 50 ships was scuttled following World War I. During World War I on land, northern France was largely transformed into a killing field. Of course, war was not new to northern France in World War I. Indeed, all the way back in September of 1106, King Henry I of England led an invasion of Normandy in what has become known as the Battle of Tinchebrae. Topic of Daily Brainwaves episode 43. Thanks for tuning in to episode 292 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we connect precious metals to made-up languages.